reviewing TV shows and films, dishing out sports picks and dimes, providing you a slice of economics with a hidden gem tied in. Become a paid subscriber to Preston Super Show at anchor.fm/Preston's Super Show/subscribe. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Hello, it's your host, Preston Olson. I'm not a licensed financial advisor, and I'm not a CPA professional, so you should do your own homework and your own research. Take what I say as a resource on your money-making journey. For now, enjoy the show. Welcome to Preston Super Show. Quick financial disclaimer for you in case you missed it in the opening. I am not a licensed financial advisor. In the content on oddmanout.ninja and this show, Preston Super Show, is intended to be used for educational and entertainment purposes only. Always do your own research and consult with a licensed financial advisor before taking any financial risks. Thank you. Thank you again for joining me. Today, I am discussing God's Unchained Token. $GODS-USD. And three reasons I like God's Unchained Token really boil down to three solid things. And the first reason is the concept is based off a card game called God's Unchained. God's Unchained is playable on PC, and it came out in 2018. Then mobile devices picked it up later on. I tested it out myself, and I can confirm to you it is a great game. It's a lot of fun, led by a game director of Magic the Gathering. God's Unchained is a promising game for a long time to come. I would rank it up there with Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links and Hearthstone, which is my favorite, when it comes to replay value, meaning how much you want to replay it, how often you want to run back and get into the game. I would rank it in line with Gwent and Eternal card games when it comes to simplicity and learning to play. You battle other users with your deck of cards, upgrade those cards, earn collectibles, and a lot more on your way to become the best. Plus, it's free to play. So now you're really cooking with fire. And what gives God's Unchained an edge in this realm is you own these digital assets as if they were real. Now, this spawned a marketplace for the in-game items where you can get ahead without breaking the bank. And there's a whole economy now for the game, which gives the token a true purpose, which leads us into my second reason. Reason number two, why I like God's Unchained Token, is God's Unchained Token serves a true purpose. It has a meaningful protocol that is directly beneficial to its users. God's token runs on the Ethereum network. This is the network that I really look at a token to be running on before I even want to talk about it. I consider, you know, that very valuable to be on the Ethereum network. And God's token can be used to make NFTs, buy packs in the game I described to you, and earn rewards holding those tokens in a pool, basically earning interest while it sits, called Immutable X, in the game. And if you accumulate enough of God's token, you will have a lot of say when it comes to governance proposals that will determine the guardrails of the game. All of these items that I have mentioned serve to create long-term value to investors and support the local game infrastructure. And that's what I'm redoing. I'm relaying the information that I was able to gather and piece together for you to give you a better idea about another crypto and what is kind of, the backside of the wall, where crypto's at. It's not out on Main Street like stocks are, the New York Stock Exchange and what have you. So reason number three, the last reason, but not the least. It's not the least. It's actually the most important reason because I can get more specific now. I got all of the general ideas and outlines and theories, kind of my point of view mixed with the information that's there. And now we come into reason number three, the strongest reason. The price is currently incredibly cheap. It's under a buck, right? Under $1. And dollar sign gods opened at 22 cents on the market Monday morning after a spike in price to 25 cents late Saturday evening this past Saturday. So getting down to brass tacks, there is a supply of 500 million God's tokens and 291,805,556 are in circulation since 2021. And that's a good thing in the sense that a lot of people took to God's Unchained early on, and there are a lot of tokens left out there for people to garner with the intention of the value increasing as more are bought. That means there aren't too many whales or people who want to sit on those tokens and not reinvest, which can hurt a token's value if that number nears or outweighs the number of tokens circulating in supply. And God's Unchained has reached an all-time high of $8.80, and it's been as low as 9 cents. So this is a really good spot before a potential liftoff at 22 cents here for God's Unchained token. My final thoughts today are lately I have only been researching microcap cryptocurrencies, and God's token and God this God's Unchained token is really a hidden gem because it is one with a market cap of 64.29 million, and microcap stocks or cryptos are no man's land for short sellers or people hedging on God's token going down in price, which theoretically, puts God's token in a good place for the reasonable future. Being on 58 exchanges, I do speculate that God's token could reach 31 cents in the coming weeks. That's a real solid possibility. It's a realistic goal, and then build a bridge from there. I will be watching carefully and seeing where the best entry point is to begin making a trade on God's token. But I wanted to share this information with you today and get your opinions on it. And I hope you feel informed and enlightened, and also this started the wheel going in you wanting to look into some things for yourself and talk to your financial advisor and your licensed financial team to get going. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening today to Preston Super Show. Just like the hands of time, I'm turning it over to you. Good night and God bless. Palms 37:4 KJV.